Well, good music here on Impact 103. Of course, we always bring you the best in Christian contemporary music. And we continue now with our Wellness Hour, where we encourage you to live well. And I think the best place where you would want to make sure you thrive in living well is within your home, your household. So if you are a mom, you are a wife, an aspiring homemaker, or currently are in the process of, you know, you've realized that, you know, there's so much more that God has called you for than just to stay at home. If you find yourself being a stay-at-home mom or wife, then this conversation is for you. We've been, journeying together with my guest, Refilwe Matshiba, over the past couple of weeks, talking about homemaking, talking about building the home economy, talking about homeschooling and so many other fun things that she does as a homemaker. And I thought we'd wrap up the conversations today with just giving some top tips for homemakers and some of the most asked questions, maybe, and she'll be giving some answers to that. Welcome back, Refilwe.
Thank you so much for inviting me back.
It's good to have you as we, I don't know, I feel a bit, it's bittersweet. I'm happy, but I feel like it's our last week together. Yeah. Oh, it's been great. And obviously, I think we're still going to call you back sometime.
Definitely.
In future.
Definitely.
There's
love
more
to
conversations
back.
To be had. Let's do top tips now. What is that one question, or maybe some of the most common questions you get around homemaking, or some of the misconceptions around homemaking?
One of the questions that I get is that, what do you do all day as a homemaker? What can you possibly do the whole day at
while
home?
Others are working hard in the office?
And there's so much to do at home.
Yeah.
So it's all about good time management. Right. When it comes to the home. Because remember, you're rich with time.
Yeah.
So for an aspiring homemaker who wants to just manage their time well, I would say that you manage distractions. That's mm-hmm. the first thing that you need to do. Because with the rise of social media, you know, doom scrolling, we know those things. And overthinking is also another distraction that you need to manage. So for me, a practical tip that I do to manage those distractions is to set alarms on my phone. Okay. That sync with my calendar. So I have a time block in the morning. That is my morning routine. Then I have a block of my homeschool. When it's homeschool time, even my phone does not accept any calls, whereas I can focus on the homeschooling. So set time blocks for yourself where you know that around this time, this is what you're doing. And then after that, what time are you cleaning? And block that time out. And then as well, for your own learning, block some time out for your own learning. And also block some time to actually relax a bit. And then also block time for your cooking. So everything that you do, be intentional about it.
Yeah.
Don't just think that you're going to wake up and then you're going to start doing whatever comes your way. Mm. And then also use the method of the prioritization, where you have your top three tips that you're going to do in the day. And ask yourself this question: what can I do first? And after doing that, this is going to give me the greatest win. So start with those things first, and then after that, then you can do other things. So managing your time is a crucial one as a homemaker.
So do you think a lot of the time when people are feeling overwhelmed, or they feel like, I'm not going anywhere with this, or, you know, every day I feel like I'm cleaning the house from scratch every single day, especially when you've got kids, you've got
yes.
four children, they make a mess all the time. Are you cleaning from scratch every day? Do you plan around that and all of that?
No, I have a cleaning schedule. So I definitely can't expect to clean the house in one day.
Right.
So I break my home into zones. So on Monday, I know that I'm cleaning the kitchen, and that's the kitchen I'm focusing on. Obviously, we have a morning and evening routine where we tidy up and do the common everyday things like making of the beds and washing the dishes. Those you are tackling every day, like cleaning the bathrooms. So it's important for you to embed habits that are going to help you run your home smoothly, like knowing that after you use the bathroom, you clean it up. You don't wait for a big cleaning day for you to do that. And then another thing is, like, on Tuesdays I will clean my living and my dining. On Wednesday I will clean my office. And then on Thursday I will do the kids' rooms. And then on Friday I'll do the master bed. So you see, my home is then tackled within a period of a week. And then Saturday I will go outside and do the outside. So that way I have small wins every single day, and I feel accomplished every single day. Because if you don't do that, you feel like you have all these unending tasks.
And
and you feel like, you know, there's nothing that you actually do because why? You don't have a plan. You don't have a vision. So it's important for you to have that cleaning schedule so that you can also check those boxes.
Sure. I like that. So that's distractions, managing that, which is a big thing, right? Because you found yourself sitting on the couch now for hours on your phone for a time that you didn't plan for. So it's the distractions. It's the having a plan. What about, you know, issues around the cooking and the meal planning? Because when we started these conversations, you also spoke to me about making sure, you know, that you are taking good care of the nutrition that, you know, your family's having and that kind of thing. How do you work around the cooking? Do you cook every single day? How do you decide what it is I'm cooking? And also the cooking versus the grocery shopping. How does all of that work? How do you manage the cooking element of homemaking?
Okay, so it's all about planning. So I have a meal plan, which I create a system that I've created on my Trello board. And then that's what I use to determine what am I cooking on each and every single day. And then the best way to meal plan is plan around your seasonal produce. That will help you also save money because you are eating things that are in season. Those are typically much cheaper than those fruits and veggies that are out of season. And it will help you also to get the best nutrition because anything that is in season is the freshest. Mm-hmm. So you start there and you plan. What are you going to cook on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? You put it down into a plan so that you get rid yourself of mental fatigue where you don't know you're making decisions every single day. So some things, just put them on autopilot. And my meal plan is an automated meal plan. So immediately when I put those things down and I check the ingredients, it generates a grocery list for me automatically because I set it up like that. So that is why I said, if you want to manage your time wisely, you need to delegate, you need to automate, and you need to prioritize. So those are the three things that I do.
Because I think a lot of us, when it comes to the meals, it's that question of chicken or egg, which one comes first? Is it the grocery list or is it, do you know what I'm saying? Because people end up, they've got their groceries in the house, but then what they actually want to eat is not what they've bought in the store. So it's like, do I buy the things first? Do I first, you know, have my list of what I want to cook and then buy according to that? Or do I make, you know, my meal plans around what I have in the house and that kind of thing? So I sort of hear you.
Yeah, you start with the plan first, right? Looking at what is already in the house. Plan your meals around what is already in the house. Mm-hmm. And then after that, then you check what do you need to complete those meals. Okay. And then only those things you will jot down on your grocery list. And then you go purchase those things. It helps you even eliminate waste in the house because you're not buying random things.
100%. Yo, let's not talk about the waste issue. Oh, guys, like there's a lot. There's the creativity. There's the, it's boring. Are we having pasta again? Refile, I want us to touch a little bit on foresight, which is something that is also very important as a homemaker, when we come back after this. Man, oh man, we've been having some great conversations on the wellness feature here on the Daytime Break over the past couple of weeks with my guest, Refile Machiba. And she's been talking to us about homemaking, about building a home economy, about, you know, so many important things, homeschooling as well. And really, I hope and trust and believe that these conversations have really inspired or encouraged you as a wife or a mom that, you know, has been blessed with a family that you are raising and taking care of in a home that you live in, so that you can be a good steward of that. Let's actually, before we talk about foresight, which I want us to really delve into just now, Refile, what about the working wife moms? Is there a place for them in the homemaking industry or space, right? Can they ever be, or is it, do you have to full-time be at home in order for you to qualify as a homemaker?
No, definitely. Even when you're working outside of the home, you are still a homemaker. Mm-hmm. You are just not full-time in the house. So like I said, some of the things you can delegate, the cleaning and the other things. But remember, you are still the one who's making the decisions. So you can also use these tips that we're sharing to be actually steward your home well. So when it comes to the meals that your family is going to have, you can still apply, you know, good decisions when it comes to nutrition. And even if you are giving your helper to cook the meals or somebody else to cook the meals, you can tell them this is what the what we want to eat. Mm. So you can still make those decisions for your family. And even after you come back from work, you can dedicate even 30 minutes to develop a relationship with your children, read to them, do something and come down to their level. So you can still build a solid relationship with your kids with the time that you have in the evenings or even on the weekends.
Yeah, I like that. It's all about being intentional. Yes. And just remembering your role and being there. Because yeah. I feel like sometimes, obviously nothing wrong. Obviously when we go to work, we give 100%. But sometimes we give so much to everything else.
Yes.
When we come back, the home, our children barely know us.
Exactly.
Our husbands don't, you know, get time with us. And so our presence is not felt in the home as much as it is elsewhere.
Hmm.
And I think that's very, very critical. So let's talk about foresight. You know, it's one of the top tips that you give to homemakers. Explain that to us.
Foresight is the ability to see things that are coming up in the future and to plan for them in now in the present time. So there are many things that need foresight in the home. For example, the changing seasons. You know, before winter hits you, think about, do your kids have the relevant winter clothes that they're going to need? And it will, when you think like that, you're going to be able to grab the best deals because you're going to shop out of season. When people are rushing into spring and summer and they're buying summer clothes and the shops that want to take out all the winter clothes, because you have foresight, you can grab those clothes then when they are 50% off, 75% off, and then you can store them and you are not paying the full price. And then also making sure that the home has everything that it needs. Also, you need foresight when it comes to a higher education for your children. What are your children going to do after school? Are you prepared for that?
Yeah.
Also, emergency fund. Is the family well positioned for any financial crisis that may appear? We know COVID did hit us, and you need the foresight for that. And also having a prepper pantry, which is aside from your everyday working pantry. So have two pantries as a homemaker. Every time you go buy the groceries, buy one thing that you can store away.
Mm.
Because it's not only the winters that we know seasonally, but the winters of life can hit us, where one person in the home can lose a job, where you can lose your source of income. But if you are a woman with foresight, then you are able to store things in advance. You put the money ahead of time. And when a crisis hits, you are well prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Also, having a first aid kit in the home is a way you can have foresight, because you anticipate things before they happen, instead of just allowing them to happen and in the spur of the moment, you panic and then you crisis shop, which may end up causing you to spend a whole lot of money than if you had foresight.
Lastly, I want to talk about, just bring it back now to yourself as a homemaker, because for some, you only bath and put on your nice clothes when you have somewhere to go. Winter is even coming. People are going to have bathing schedules. Other days, you know, because you're staying at home, you want to stay in your pajamas the whole day and that kind of thing. Let's talk about taking care of yourself and how you present yourself as a homemaker.
It's very important, because they say, you know, when you feel good, when you look good, you feel good, which is true. You need to dress for your role and actually take it seriously.
Yeah.
For me, nobody goes to work in their pajamas. Nobody goes to work without bathing. So treat your homemaking as a real job.
Sure.
And wake up in the morning and present yourself. And for one, you're not only doing it for yourself, but also you're doing it for your family. You know, as your children look at you, they actually see that mommy takes what she does seriously. If you read in the book of Proverbs, it says that the Proverbs that one woman was dressed in fine linen and purple. That means she looked good.
Yeah.
And imagine if the Bible is recording that. That means it's significant, right? Because the way you present yourself is very important. If you don't dress in the morning, you feel sluggish.
Yeah.
You feel like, you know, you don't want to do anything. You just want to snuggle on the couch because you're wearing your pajamas all day.
Mm.
So it's a way even to get you productive when you are put together. So I like to wear my nice clothes, whether it's a Monday, whether it's a Sunday. I want to look good for my family and for myself. And for me, it's my way of putting value to the work that I do in the home.
That's so beautiful. By the way, I'm coming to shop at your house. May I have foresight? I'm coming for all those dresses. I've been planning. And the day's going to soon come. Rafilwe, it's been great having you. Just your final word as we conclude these conversations to that woman out there, just to encourage them if they've especially been feeling so down, so depressed, so sad, so unmotivated, you know, because of the fact that maybe now they've had to stay at home, and even the working women, just on the importance of the role that they play within the home.
I want to tell you that your work and your presence in your home is very important. You are not just there and you're not doing any valuable work. Your work is, it can't be replaced by anybody. What you do, it cannot be replaced by anybody. So do it with pride, do it with a sense of conviction, a sense of purpose. And, you know, go back to your father, to God, and actually ask him to help you to open your eyes to the role that he has given to you. Because remember, you didn't put yourself in that role. You were put in that role. So ask him to open your eyes so that you can see it clearly. Because the Bible says a seeing eye and a hearing eye, they are the gifts from the Lord. Mm-hmm. So ask him for a seeing eye and a hearing ear so that you can understand why you are there and so that you can execute. But I want you to understand that you are not unemployed and you have a serious job and work to do at home. So delve into it with all your heart.
Oh, Rafilwe, thank you so much for all your time.
It's a pleasure.